People who received extra payments under the COVID support scheme and failed to pay them back could face a bill when they receive their pension. Yesterday, the Secretary General of the Department of Social Protection indicated there are up to 60,000 cases of overpayment. He said a special unit is being established to engage with people about the repayments so as to avoid a large payment when they become pensioners. Let's hear more from Paul McAuliffe, who's Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin North West and a member of the Public Accounts Committee. Paul McAuliffe, good morning to you and thanks for joining.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about the sums involved in these levels of overpayment? And we're talking here about the pandemic unemployment payment.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose yesterday the Department of Social Protection were presenting their annual accounts to PAC and talking about bad debt provision. I suppose in the course of that discussion, they highlighted between 50 and 60,000 cases, which could amount to overpayments of 200 million. Now, the Secretary General was very clear that not all of those 50 or 60,000 cases would necessarily be overpayments. And I think the department will be pragmatic and how they look at this payment, particularly in light of the timing and the circumstances at the time. But their view was is that any fraudulent claims for the PUP or deliberate overpayments would be pursued. The difficulty being is that for many people who claimed the PUP payment, they may never again make a social welfare claim until they retire. And so therefore, I think a lot of members of the Public Accounts Committee were concerned that if there wasn't active engagement with those people, they would end up being presented with a large bill on their retirement rather than using the time between now and then over their working life to recoup it with very small payments in a way that revenue does, for example, if there's an error in their calculations.
And why would you have those concerns that they might have to wait until pension time to recoup the money? Because these would be people in the main, wouldn't they, who went back to work and continued to claim the payment, the €350.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's be clear, if the money was claimed and while people were working, that is fraud, it's incorrect, and it should be repaid. There may also be occasions where there's very small overlaps by in terms of, you know, being paid in arrears and social welfare payments being made in advance, and it might be a day or two here and there. I think we have to look at those payments and take a pragmatic approach, and where it's very, very small, I don't think they're worth pursuing. I suppose there's another issue where they might be overpaid by a week or two, or as the Secretary General says, by a few hundred euro. In those cases, the money is due, but we have to give people an opportunity to repay it, as I say, over time. And there's an opportunity to do that now, but it means the department needs to be proactive. They need to contact people and they need to give them an opportunity to pay what would be very small amounts over their working life so that there isn't a lump sum. What was clear from the department is that if people have fraudulently claimed it and they believe that it will disappear, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. This bill will be waiting if it's not repaid. And when people come to engage with the department, perhaps for the first time since COVID, when they claim their old age pension, that will remain. And I suppose that was in the context of the discussion around, you know, ensuring public money is protected and ensuring the department deal with bad debt provisions correctly.
You could be talking a couple of hundred million.
Yeah,
it's a not insignificant sum of money. So doesn't that suggest that some people, you know, I accept you're talking about an overlap perhaps or a week or two, but are we talking about some cases where people may have continued to claim the pandemic payment for months while they were working?
I think it will fall into a number of categories. But of those 50 to 60,000 payments, the department estimate that it could be 200 million. Now, he was very clear that it's unlikely to be that full amount. Mm-hmm. There's a unit has been established by the department and they will be contacting people on a rolling basis over the coming weeks and months. So I think it will come down to how this is applied and administered. Look, if people are fraudulently claiming any social welfare mm-hmm. payment, that is wrong.
Did he indicate at all if prosecutions will follow?
I don't believe the department were in that space. They very much appeared to be doing this on a voluntary basis at present, knowing, I suppose, that they do have that ultimate opportunity to recoup it when people do claim their social welfare. Right. That's how they normally recoup any debt, and it's still available to them. But that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to work with people to get that repayment over small amounts over their working life. And as I say, where people are fraudulently claiming the PUP, that would be recouped. But we have to remember the context of the time. People were afraid, people were worried, and there were genuine mistakes made, and those need to be considered too.
Deputy Paul McAuliffe, thank you very much indeed.